Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Anthony with your 10 AM Zlines. In local news, researchers at the University of Queensland are looking into improving the accuracy of extreme weather forecasts by studying different shapes of hailstone. Dr. Joshua Soderholm said, "People tend to think of a hailstone as a perfect sphere, but hail can be all sorts of weird shapes. Conventional scientific modeling of hail assumes spherical hailstones, and we wanted to know if that changed if natural hail shapes are used. Data can lead to more accurate storm forecasts and help the public to stay safe during hailstorms and minimize damage."
An estimated 300 graves have been vandalized at Drayton Cemetery in Toowoomba by a group of three teenage boys, costing an estimated $500,000 in damages. Police Minister Mark Ryan said the behavior demonstrated was appalling, disrespectful, and insulting to the families that have been impacted. Two 15-year-old males have been referred under the Youth Justice Act to attend a restorative justice conference, and the other 17-year-old boy has been issued a police caution.
In national news, an Australian made rover is going to join the upcoming NASA mission to the moon. The rover named Rufa will stay on the moon for 14 days. Once it lands on the moon, it will deploy its solar panel to ensure enough battery the whole time. Then it will use its robotic arm to scoop up lunar soil to help the NASA research team study the oxygen and metals from the soil. The team can monitor its work through the camera in front of Rufa.
Residents near the Pilbara Coast in Western Australia have reported 7 confirmed sightings of crocodiles this year, which is the highest number in a decade. There have also been unconfirmed sightings, prompting the closure of some local beaches over the last weekend. Experts and park rangers are closely monitoring the increase in population and have assured residents that there is no need to be concerned.
In international news, new study shows how much caffeine you can take a day before it affects your health. The study monitored 92 healthy adults and found daily consumption of over 400 milligrams of caffeine, which is about 4 medium cups of coffee and 2 cans of energy drinks, can lead to a rise in heartbeat and blood pressure over time. However, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Mayo Clinic said 400 milligrams of caffeine seems to be safe for most healthy adults.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with slight chance of a shower. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 5. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.